You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is Scalper with Bismillah. We have got Scalper on the line. Morena, Nadeem, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you. I feel like we've been spinning this album a lot since it came out in February, and even before that with the singles being released, but we've yet to have a proper chat about it, and you're playing some live shows, so it's all looking pretty good timing for that. What's been happening? What have you been doing over the last wee while gearing up to perform The Shine live and take these tracks on the road?
Well, like you said, the album The Shine, I released that in February, and then just been doing the same, promoting it and just trying to get the word out, and individual tracks, just keeping the energy of it alive. And then also I've been wanting to do some more live shows to actually come face to face with audience and bring that different energy there. And so, and it's been a while since I've actually been focused on doing any gigs. So there's so much to do in life and everything else. So, but now this year I'm going to focus more on doing some gigs and getting out there and connecting more with the audience here in New Zealand.
I feel
which
like
is my home base for so long. So that's what I'm doing now.
I was going to say, I feel like that's very exciting, because obviously you're originally from London, and you come to Aotearoa and been here for some time, and I think that there's a lot of interest in seeing your performance and hearing these amazing, really interesting songs. I think they sort of sit in a really interesting place for me, at least, when I've been listening to them, because so much of that listening experience has been in the pandemic. They've kind of had this kind of liminality, to use that awful buzzword, in my mind. So I think kind of anchoring it in a live space is going to be really interesting. How does it feel for you exploring this album in that way?
It's always interesting, because the tracks, when the album has its own mood and how it's delivered, and like you said, from these last two albums, The Beast and the Beauty in 2020 and The Shine in just in 23, they were written during that them 3-4 years. There was a lot going on in my life, lost my mum, then the pandemic, and lots of other things, and for everyone as well, you know, we're all traumatized by this experience that we had. And I lost what I was saying there.
I was enjoying where it was going. I think that kind of idea of processing maybe the weirdness of the last few years, and I've certainly found your album to be one of those spaces that's felt quite thoughtful and generous to sit in when thinking through this weird time.
Yeah. That's what it was. So I had plenty of time, even more so, to be self-contemplating, and I spend a lot of time by myself thinking. I'm quite a homebody person. A lot of creatives maybe so I spend a lot of time processing, writing, and playing with ideas in between everything else I'm doing. And so that's a lot of thought and thinking and questions. And that's what Scalper is. It's been it's initially my vehicle, my spirit, which has come to me to let out what's inside and express myself to myself. And it's for my own growth for a being, and challenging me to challenge me to grow as a being and have love and light and manifest those in the strongest way possible. And I've chosen to share that
with
the outside world, because we're all in the same boat together, and this is my experience. But within that, the way the lyrics are written how they come to me is, there's so many meanings, so they're open to many interpretations of all our different lives, how we're doing the same thing in a multitude and complex ways, different ways.
Yeah.
And trying to figure our way through it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like there is that generosity in the songs, particularly on The Shine, that kind of open-endedness. And I'm interested that you were sort of processing the grief of losing your mum a wee bit through this as well, because I think that is a feeling that definitely comes through. There's quite a lot of reflection and big feelings in this record as well. How did it feel to be making these songs at a sort of a really sticky time in life?
Yeah, my mother passed in 2018, December, and there was such a shock. And I'm still processing that. It's an endless process. I've lost my father in 93, and I cry every day in my heart, but I've learned to keep moving. It doesn't go. You just learn to, But, I keep losing my track of thought.
No, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
What did you just say?
Just process. What were you using these songs to process, or what was it like processing those big feelings through music making at this time?
That's right. Yeah. So my mother died, and then I was just lost, and really just the thought of even making music or anything like that was that's the end of it. I actually was wanting to be where my mother was. And that's not the place for the living. And my job is to live and, give justice and to the sacrifices my parents made to even birth me, and my mother to carry me and bring me to this world. So I thought, hold on a minute, man, I'm in the wrong place. I need to, honor this and not be wanting to go there. And because that's my time will come for that place. And so through that, I came through a place. I went through a good few months of not being able to sleep and lots of turmoil and stuff. And then I came to a place where I had that thought, and I said, I've got to honor this. And how do I do that? Right, I take care of myself. So I started step by step writing daily routines, wake up, wash, simplest things, which may seem really stupid, but like breakfast, lunch, dinner, light workout, read a bit. Write something, just even if I don't manage all them things, and I do that to this day. I write the night before, even 2 days before, I'm writing days ahead things to keep me occupied, what I might be doing, my music, etc. So, and then slowly, all of a sudden, I had this dream, you could say. I went to sleep and I really asked to see where they were, where my parents were, just to find some kind of peace. And I had this dream, and it was like a void I was in, and it was sparkling light, so you can't even imagine the colors. But I was just there, and it was like I was there, and it was empty. But there was no need, there was no want, there was no pain, there was nothing. And it was such a peace. It's just peace. And there wasn't no parents there, no loved ones that I was yearning for. And I woke up the next morning, and I was just making my eggs breakfast, and then all of a sudden I remembered it. And I was like, whoa. And Oh, right. If that's where they are, that's cool. That was good for me, you know?
Yeah, what an amazing experience.
Where each spirit goes to your own peace, and there's no what we want to think we need in this world, and as we are in this physical realm, our spirit is, you know, carrying in these bodies. And then all of a sudden, I had this really big spurt, and I just thought, like, oh, go in the studio.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like something, you know, really dishonoring my parents or something, or after a death, doing something so seemingly frivolous, you know? And then, yeah, just it came out, all the processing, and over the following 2 years, I wrote both albums, you know?
That's just amazing. That's amazing, and I think that's so normal to feel that thing, you know, when you're going through a big experience like grief, you know, pretty much one of the biggest experiences you can have as a human, to feel like doing stuff that, you know, perhaps you could look at as an act for yourself or a selfish act, like making music, could feel like that when you're processing those big feelings. But I think that it is... it's so important, and other people connect to it, and it becomes this thing that has a communal aspect to it and is sort of like a pathway for other people to experience those feelings or process those feelings as well. It seems like it's been a really amazing process making these records.
Yeah, for me, finding my path in music has been my, like, just such a blessing. The gifts and the richness this has brought me in through the people I've met and the experience I've had through writing this and finding myself and working on myself, because that's the essential thing. I feel we all want to change the world, you know, and everyone changed the world I assume always they mean for the better. And I think my thing is I work on ourselves, individuals, you know. We really work on ourselves, challenge yourself, and then we can, that will automatically 2, 4, 8, you know, the numbers, and then we can rise above this stagnant vibration that the world is in, and it's been in for a long time, and then within that there's the beauty which has been suppressed, and allowing the beauty to shine and see, it's like there's more beauty than there is horror. And we're in charge of this. We're meant to be the superior intelligent being of this world, and the ants and all the normal things, they know what to do.
They're not getting caught up in all the nonsense, killing
the world, and there's other things, you know. We have got this other thing, and it's a beautiful thing. And if we're like, one of the tracks I wrote is in this last, this the Shine album, called So Special, and it's, if we're so special, you know, let's be special. If we think we're so special, let's be special. And The Shine, which is the end, one of the ending tracks, is, she says, shine, little creature, shine, you know, you've been so dull sometime. But we're creatures too, so let's shine, let's manifest to this next level of simply love and light and understanding and growth and compassion, a real compassion. And not compassion when you feel it's compassion when, oh, I have no compassion now, but that's not compassion in the first place.
That's an amazing sentiment to kind of come to some understanding of through making this record. I feel like it's going to be a really cathartic process to perform this, but also for an audience perhaps as well to experience it. Your gig is coming up this Friday. You'll be playing at Ponsonby Social Club. What can people expect from that live experience?
Yeah, well, I do songs from all my 5 albums and 2 EPs. So I do a few tracks from each one, building up to the to this album. And so it's quite, you know, there's tracks which I've picked which work live for me, obviously, and some tracks which I don't do live yet. And it's quite, it's an up and down, it's an emotional, you know, because it's my release, and it's quite enjoyable, and there's a lot of movement, it's intense, it's loving, it's... I think it's special. Scalper comes and does his thing. Nadine's always shaking. I want to run away every time. I want to run and hide, but
Scalper takes over.
And I just let him do his thing. I'll let it do its thing.
Awesome. Hey, Nadim, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to chat with you. This is going to be a really special show happening on Friday at Ponsonby Social
Club.
Tickets on Under the Radar. And I would say
that's right.
don't muck around. Get those tickets quickly. We're getting some lovely messages in about this record and people looking forward to seeing you play. We've got Stars in Their Eyes lined up to play now. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Nadeem. We'll see you at Ponsonby Social Club.
Can I just mention one more
please.
Thing? Sorry to cut you off.
No, please do.
I'm running a Boosted campaign for my next album. So that's on the Boosted page, and the links are on my Scalper link tree. /IamScalper for all my videos on YouTube or music, if anyone wants to find out any more information and or support the next creation of the next Scalper album, be a part of that. So
yeah, fab. We will go and put that link in the podcast after the show as
lovely.
Well too.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate
hey, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you later, Nadeem. Kakite.
I wish you a lovely day. Thank you. Kakite.
In the stars, the stars can be your guide, can show you your fortune.
Stars in the ceiling, stars in their eyes, stars looking down upon seem so bright. Stars up in heaven, shine upon me your light, shine upon your children in this darkness they fight. Light the skies with directions, take us to our limelight. Starring in this moving picture, I'm an extra same time. Cold star follow cue, you're a star follow you. Starlight, starburst, lay back, what a view. Stars in the ceiling, stars in their eyes, stars looking down upon seem so bright. Stars up in heaven, shine upon me your light, shine upon your children in this darkness they fight. Light the skies with directions, take us to our limelight. Starring in this moving picture, I'm an extra same time. Cold star follow cue, you're a star follow you. Starlight, starburst, lay back, what a view. Stars in the ceiling, stars in their eyes, stars looking down upon seem so bright. Stars up in heaven, shine upon me your light, shine upon your children in this darkness they fight. Light the skies with directions, take us to our limelight. Starring in this moving picture, I'm an extra same time. Cold star follow cue, you're a star follow you. Starlight, starburst, lay back, what a view.
Scalper with Stars in Their Eyes. Thank you so much to Nadeem for speaking with us this morning. He is performing at Ponsonby Social Club this Friday, which will be a really special gig. Tickets are on Under the Radar. And as he mentioned as well, Boosted campaign running for his next album. So if you want to support that, you can find the link in his link tree over on all of his various social media. You can also find the music at scalper.bandcamp.com. The two songs we've listened to are from the most recent album, The Shine, which came out in February. We'll put all those links in the podcast after the show as well. Getting a lot of texts from people who love Scalper, very excited for that show on Friday, so thanks for those nice messages.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.